Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. Happy Easter, everybody. This Good Friday. Amazing day outside right now. Just finished watching the services at Calvary Chapel for Good Friday. Skip Heitzik, amazing message. I just love watching Skip do what he does. I mean, he's so gifted and he's so compassionate and loving, and everything that he says is really applicable and easy to understand. So thanks, Skip Heitzik, for the great message today, and want to pray everybody has a blessed weekend. And don't forget that on Sunday, we're going to have services aired at both 11 a.m. and 12 o'clock p.m. on these four stations, KRQE TV, so that's CBS affiliate, KASY, which is My50, KWBQ, the CW, and NRQE, the local Fox station. Simultaneously, 11 and 12 o'clock, there will be Easter services. Again, Skip in the pulpit teaching, and it'll be an amazing time. And there's going to be a few folks that have been able to get a ticket. Free tickets were offered, but they got snatched up right away. From the east parking lot of Calvary Albuquerque, they're going to have people driving in. Nobody gets out of their cars, nobody able to walk around or do anything like that. We have to maintain all our social distancing. But with the approval of the governor, she agreed to let people come into the parking lot, stay in their cars, and watch the service. And Skip will be teaching and sharing with us from the parking lot of Calvary Albuquerque here on Sunday. So we hope you'll tune in to those four stations. And then you can always go to calvarynm.church. And watch the services live again as well if you don't have access to the television channels. Many, many years ago, I got to know the man that is going to be our guest right now. He is a longtime business consultant. I met him on the baseball field when our children were, we had dust blowing in our face and the kids were kicking the dirt. And it always seemed like, Matt, no matter where we sat, the dust was always coming right at our face. When our kids were little.
For sure.
Those
were great times, weren't they?
They were great times. Matt Walsh, he's a local business consultant here in Albuquerque. He and his wife have also been partners in business for a long time, very successful. But Matt, you've experienced both the downs of business and the highs, and I know you, as a gentleman and as a person that really studies business, you've done a good job of learning from your mistakes, haven't you?
I have. And, you know, you don't know their mistakes until hindsight tells you that it's been a mistake, but you do definitely learn from those, and you learn from those over and over again, because as things change and evolve, then you can look back on your experiences. And I did have the highest of highs and lowest of lows in my own personal walk in business, and really brought me to the Lord.
Well, you know, Matt, you've been humbled, but you've also had a lot of success, and you've remained humbled. And right now, you are a business consultant. You work with business professionals, business owners, people that are even managers and stuff like that. You have a website called Red Button. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's Red Button Report is a website, and we really put that together in this COVID-19 crisis that we have for primarily small business owners, where you can find all the resources and links. There's so many of them. There's so much of information that it just becomes overwhelming. And I thought, hey, what a great way to just put everything and consolidate it all that you might need resource to all in one website, one page. And so if you go there, it's really helpful information with links to just about anything you would have a question about in business, especially today's day and age, is Red Button.
And what I did is I'm right on the computer with you while we're talking on the air here, and yeah. I went to redbuttonreport.com, and it says up to date, all in one place, business information, and you've got resources, your business and COVID-19 in New Mexico. And this is this is a comprehensive and updated list of businesses related sources from New Mexico and around the nation. You've got stuff about health and wellness, yeah, working from home. Be aware of scams, which I guess is really an important one.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of an understatement. Matt, I wanted to tell you, this morning I was on the Department of Workforce Solutions website.
Okay.
And I noticed right away that there was a link that said, and this was the statement they made right away. It says, self-employed stimulus payment, SESP. There's always an acronym when it comes to government stuff, right?
There is. A ton of them.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I guess that would be, we should do that. Instead of saying Jesus Christ, we had to say, you know, we just love JC and all that he's done for us on the cross, and that's why you had to come out here for ES,
right.
Easter Sunday, right?
That's right. Amen.
It says self-employment stimulus payment is now closed. If you are unable to apply for SESP or did not receive an approval, you may still apply for pandemic unemployment assistance, PUA, of course, when it becomes available later this month. So a lot of people have told me that the initial monies that were allocated through the stimulus package have been spent. Do you know if that's accurate?
No, that's not accurate. So let me explain to you what you're reading there and what happened. Okay. So the Department of Workforce Solutions found somewhere in an account, an aside account, $1.5 million that they decided, which was a great thing to do, to allocate towards contract laborers or people who don't have an official job per se. The trouble with it was because they were going to give out a stimulus check of $750. So when you do the division on that, it's 2,000 people. For 1.5 million. So when they did that, there was such a high demand. There's something like 80 to 90,000 contract labor folks here in the state of New Mexico. So when they did it, it was only the first 2,000 applicants would get that $750, and that was from the Department of Workforce Solutions directly. And so that money was consumed pretty rapidly. They came out with it at Wednesday at 2 o'clock. It was so much demand on it. After 1,000 applicants, it went down. Then they got it back up on Thursday afternoon and then closed it by Thursday night because they had 2,000 applicants on it and who were going to get $750. So there's a lot of other people who don't get that. Now, in the CARES Act, though, they set money aside for those same folks to file unemployment. Mm-hmm. But you can't do that right now yet through the Department of Workforce Solutions. They don't have that set up quite yet, mm-hmm. but they will at some point. And that money has not been all allocated. I don't know if they only came up with so much money for that. But in the CARES Act, there was $2.2 trillion that was set aside for this whole business. And it was for a wide variety of different grants, subsidies, loans, you name it. And as of today, one of the programs, $350 or $49 billion set aside for the small business, $100 billion of that has been allocated. But nothing that I know of, all of it has certainly not been allocated. And there's been many that have not even gotten the funding yet. So that's only the earmarks of people who are standing in line, say, to get the funding. So we can take some time and kind of peel that back on the show so people can really get a full understanding of what is out there to help support you if you need that help.
Hey, by the way, I want to thank you, Matt, as we're talking. I mean, I know we planned on talking on the phone. You were kind enough to let us do it by Skype. We're having some technical issues with phones, and we've got another ministry that was scheduled to be on the line with us, our friends at Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, for a small segment in this hour. And I have to apologize to Britton because wasn't able to get him on because we didn't know we weren't going to be able to call him. I mean, there's just all kinds of things going on. It's typical when you have pressure situations and live radio, you're gracious to do this. And I got to tell you, the sound on this is amazing. I'm looking at my engineer right now, Tim, and Tim, we got to always Skype people because the sound is amazing. Sounds so like you're sitting right here with me, Matt.
Well, I do. I got to tell you, though, Jim, because of this whole crisis thing that came up, I did put a little studio together in my own home in order to do Zoom meetings and all kinds of, you know, virtual meetings with people and meet with them one-on-one, so I didn't have to go out there and could abide by the stay-at-home order. So that probably helps as well. And it wasn't very expensive. You can get a bunch of this equipment on Amazon, and it works pretty good.
Yeah. Well, Matt, I appreciate your preparation. Again, you've seen the highs and the lows of being in business. Yeah, you coach people now. And we're going to talk a little bit later about how people can get in touch with you if they need some information, that kind of thing. But before we start to peel back, you know, disaster loan assistance and payroll protection programs and all the different things that are available for people out there, I want you to talk about the Red Button Report website and how to use it.
Okay, so if you go into the Red Button Report, the very first one that you come up to and you click on will take you through a whole listing of different government agencies, loan packages. So it'll take you to the Workforce Solutions. It's the one that says your business and COVID-19 in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. It's not just New Mexico. It's kind of national stuff too.
Right.
But you have our governor's statement of the stay-at-home orders,
I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at all the buttons. You've got links to everything. What a cool way you've organized this. I really appreciate that.
Yes. Well, okay. So I have to get a shout out to Pam. She is the one that put this together. And I can tell you she's worked very diligently putting it together and updating. So way to go, Pam. Love you, babe. I mean, she just did a great job on that.
And of course, Pam Walsh is Matt's lovely wife. She's also a business person in her own right. And we're going to get her on this show one of these days and talk about the beautiful products that she manufactures.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But that's how you use it. So you have a question like I've had so many questions come up to me, just like what you were asking. Well, is all of the funds, are they all allocated? Well, the thing is if you go here, there's applications to where all kinds of sources of funds, whether it be on the national level, through the SBA, through the state, through the city, grants that are offered. There is so many resources that are being thrown at this to help small business owners, which is awesome. I mean, it really is an awesome thing that government is doing. It's not so awesome that we're closing everything, but, you know, to save lives, I understand. But it is awesome, the support that they're actually putting out there for us. And it's all located on this website. So you go there and you think, well, what does, is there some sort of OSHA standard that I need to think about for protective equipment for my staff? Mm-hmm. Well, it's on there. Mm-hmm. It's listed on there. Is there, you know, something the Department of Health, has put out any statements on? Well, it's on there. There's a link on there. There's a link on there to what you were talking about, Workforce Solutions. Mm-hmm. There's a link on there. Mm-hmm. So it just has kind of an all-encompassing links, because there's so many of them, so much information, all in one spot, that whatever you can think of, you can find a link for. And if you can't, email me. There's a contact information, and I'll put it up. I'll be sure to put it up
so that
everybody can get the benefit of it. This is a community resource. So I don't want anybody out there having any doubts about where to go, where to get the info. It's there. That info is there. We wanted this for the community, because there's so many questions and so much stress, and it's coming so fast at people that you don't want to have to keep track of it everywhere. We've done that for you. So
that's amazing.
Keep track of it.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, you've put in a lot of work. This is a free resource. Oh, Matt, how do people reach out to you if they want to talk with you?
So if you go to redbuttonenterprise@gmail.com, send me email. The contact information is also on the redbuttonreport.com. That would be the best way to get in touch with me. My contact information is on there, but you can certainly email me, and I will be sure to get back with you.
Okay, so if you're – tell me that email address one more time. It's Red
Button. So it's redbuttonenterprise at gmail.com.
Enterprise@gmail.com. Man, awesome. Matt Walsh, business consultant, on Skype with us today on ABQ Connect. We're going to be back with more information from Matt, and he's got a lot to tell us this afternoon. So on this Good Friday, we hope you'll stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you have an old clunker or a good running vehicle? Donate to Joy Junction. It can help bring hope to the homeless. If it's in good condition, great. If not, no problem. Running not required. We'll take it. Just contact us, and we'll take care of the rest, even towing. Just call 505-217-9586. Your vehicle donation will help us provide housing for Albuquerque's homeless families. Joy Junction, bringing hope to the homeless. Won't you help? Here's Joy Junction CEO, Alma Reynolds.
Joy Junction has been serving homeless families, men and women, for more than 33 years now. And it's a dream come true for our late founder, Jeremy Reynolds, to have a new additional space to give more dignity and privacy to those who come to our doors. But we need your help. Your generous donation means hope to somebody, and we are here to be that hope.
For more information, go to joyjunction.org. Be that hope. Go to joyjunction.org.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
So we weren't ready to sell our home, but we did need to move. So we needed to find a realtor who also did property management. One of the things that was important to us, to my husband and I, is that we started putting our money where our mouth was and hiring someone who is a believer, hiring someone who is a Christian. It was maybe a week. That he came over to our house, toured it, and got the contract signed. I would say overall, Dom was efficient. He was available, quick, easy. I didn't have to worry about a thing.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644.
899-4644. Se habla español.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsted-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
The most important information anyone can receive comes from an understanding of the Bible. Only here do we find direct revelation about all things, about life and relationship with God. Life doesn't always provide us with time or opportunity to break away and study the Bible full time. That's why KNKT is dedicated to presenting round-the-clock teaching by some of the best communicators we can find about Scripture and how it relates to our lives. We need to be exposed to the full counsel of God's Word. And now, KNKT presents a Bible School of the Air. Each Saturday starting at 9 a.m., KNKT will present Through the Bible verse by verse teachings by Chuck Smith and Chuck Missler. Skip Heitzig, followed by a question and answer session with Scott Richards. We'll be rotating through the Old and New Testament, so drop into our Bible journey at any time and go through the entire Word of God with us. The KNKT Bible School of the Air. Tuition is free. The rewards are eternal. Take your seat Saturdays at 9 a.m. on 107.1 FM.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
This consultant, Matt Walsh, on Skype with us today here at ABQ Connect. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Good Friday. Hope your families are safe and secure. Matt, awesome that you've got all this stuff in one place. Matt has a resource that he's providing free to our community and really nationwide. You can log into it from anywhere.
That's right.
RedButtonReport.com. So as you're listening to the station and you want to pull it up on your cell phone or your computer, you might want to follow along, because Matt's offered to kind of break down some of this stuff for me. And Matt, a couple days ago, had a lot of fun with Coach Danny Gonzalez, the new head football coach at the University of New Mexico. But I get the feeling that breaking all this down is going to be like trying to figure out the Lobos new offense. So where do we start?
Well, the first thing in any kind of crisis, and this is from personal experience, Jim, you really need to start with yourself. You can't be of help to your family, your friends, the community, your business, if you don't first get yourself in order. And where I found myself in the depths of I would say depression, I mean that – we met at those baseball fields at a time in my life that was very, very difficult for me. Mm-hmm. And in that, I could just say is that, Christ saved my life. Mm. It's ironic to me as I was, thinking about this, and we're doing this on Good Friday, and how unbelievable journey it's been, for me personally, and from that moment in my life to today, and what Skip was talking earlier about the suffering and being, in the crucible. And I had no idea in the pain that I personally felt myself. And when I mean pain, I don't mean physical pain. It was really pain of the soul, mm-hmm. the pain of the spirit. Mm-hmm. And when you do that and go through, through something like that and out the other side, I had no idea. And you would cry out and say, God, Lord, why am I going through this? And then when something like this crisis comes along, it, for me in my life anyway, and now with the whole country, maybe the world, and certainly many business owners going through of a crisis of their own, I see. And I had no idea at that time what he prepared me for this time, but I see clearly in it, in why he saved my life mm-hmm. in this is to, and he can save yours. And I say that because, and we haven't talked, you've said, Matt, when are you ever going to share your story?
Mm-hmm.
This is part of it, you know, it literally picked me up and carried me. And when you hear that, I felt that. I have personal experience with that. And he brought me to the place I am right now to help all kinds of other business owners in crisis that they're facing themselves, not knowing at that time that I would be here on this day, on Good Friday. But our Lord and Savior gave his full measure, his life, so that we may live.
Mm.
And It has become so clear to me on that. And so really the first thing, and when I think about that, when you ask the question, is you really have to take care of yourself. And it's really your relationship with Jesus Christ that comes first in getting that right. And you may not know. And as you go through there and you're suffering and in whatever it is that you may be suffering with, and it may not even be from this crisis. It may be from other things. He's there for you, and you may not even know why. And it may never become clear to you, or it may become clear to you, and it may take 20 years, as it did in my case, to become clear to me on the purpose that he has in my life, on what I have been doing and am doing to help people on this. And that's why I feel so passionate to just in this time to help folks. And so you have to get that clear first as you. So there's first you with your relationship with the Lord. And then you have to take care of your health and well-being. So we have all this guidance around here, and you certainly don't want to go out and put yourself in any kind of jeopardy that could cause jeopardy to yourself or anyone else in this whole, you know, virus situation. So you got to really take care of your health and well-being. And then certainly financially, wherever you may be financially, there's a lot of safety nets that have been created for not only small business owners, but for employees, for now, you know, independent contractors. And we can get into those in, you know, individually. I know I'm a business coach, but it's hard to, you can't, in a lot of cases, you can't separate the business owner from the business that they run. You know, they become intertwined. And so even though we talk about small business and I say small business, it's really small business owner. We talk about the people in the front lines of this, the people, the healthcare workers and police and the fire department folks, and they are in the front lines. But there's two crises that are happening right now. There is a health crisis that we're dealing with, but there's also a financial crisis that's being caused from it too. And the people on those front lines aren't just, you know, the staff and the employees. It's the small business owner. It's the person out there who's trying to make sense of all this, and they never banked on this. They never got into business conceiving of such a crisis and being told, hey, you got to shut down for the greater good. You've got to close your business. You've got to close something that has been so important in your life and those of many others. Mm-hmm. And we all benefit from these small businesses around here. Mm-hmm. And those folks, there should be a statue in all of this, because this has never happened before. We've been through wars. We've been through 9/11. We've been through all kinds of other crises in the past, but we've never asked to shut down this country, especially impactful of small business on this. And we are right now. And that's a crisis that we'll have to live through.
Yes.
And you got to take care of yourself first on that to be good, you know, then to your family. So your relationship with God, your health and well-being, the financial, you know, where you're at financially, and then your family and their needs. And check with distant family. They may not be here right now. But we had a Zoom call the other day and got all the kids on there, and it was really a lot of fun, actually, mm-hmm. in being able to see them and interact with them and check in with them to see how they're doing and how they're, because kids, even our kids are older, mm-hmm. you know, late 20s, 30, and they want to check in. I mean, they still need mom and dad, even though they may not live here, because is everything going to be okay? Of course it's going to be okay.
Sure.
God is in control of all this, Jim. You and I know that. I mean, He's in control of all of this. It's all going to be just fine. It's all going to be good. It may not feel that way right now. And I understand that. I've been through that where it doesn't feel that way. It can, and it may not feel good, but it, there is a brighter side to it, and it will be okay.
You bet.
It will be.
You bet. Yeah. Well, Matt, you've also, after you deal with yourself, and when we were preparing together for this, I kind of said, sounds like you're the people up at the front of the airplane that are saying, and if we lose cabin pressure, you better put the mask on yourself before you put it on your kids and other things. And so what you're really asking is that business owners need to first pray and take care of their own health and their own well-being and start thinking about things financially and try to put themselves in, or at least start to address things in some kind of order. And then check in with family and friends and maybe make that a regular thing. You don't want to do that, you know, once a month. You got to try to do that pretty frequently. I know I echo what you said about the video calls. I've been doing that. I have five children. Two of them are out in California and three of them are here, fortunately, but we've been on these video calls and it's been fascinating. Normally a phone call I'm on for 15 minutes at the most. I'm not much of a talker when it comes to the phone, but we've had these calls last an hour, hour and a half, and we're laughing and just having a great time. So highly recommend that to everybody. It's a lot of fun. But Matt, you also have a lot of compassion for the businesses themselves and the people that work for those owners. So where do their thought processes have to go after they consider themselves and their families?
Okay, so that's a great question. So in working with my business owners, the next thing in a economic crisis really becomes a financial crisis. And that is you have to take stock and take measure of where you are financially in this. When first you had a thriving business and now you're asked to close, how can you raise your financial cash reserves in your business? Because if you run out of money, it's kind of like gas in a gas tank. That's how the analogy I give. So a car or any kind of vehicle doesn't do well on an empty gas tank. Mm-hmm. So money for any enterprise is really like fuel in a gas tank. So with that, there's first looking at your current cash reserve position in order to bolster that, to get you through to where the government programs come in, because the government takes time. They take a lot of time. They intend well, but because it's such a big bureaucracy and this hasn't happened and they put things in place, it's going to take time in order for that to come about to support your business. And also then when things improve, so we'll go back to work. This will be over at some point. We will be able to go out to, you know, dinner and lunch and sit down and dine and that kind of thing. But to get from that point, from where we are today to that point, the immediate cash reserve. So utilities. Well, utility companies that, and I think virtually all of them, are offering no late payment penalties. And they're letting you defer. They're not making free utilities, but that's one way of increasing slightly your cash reserves. If you deferred paying some utilities and taking advantage of that, because they understand that you could have been impacted. And if you were, that you could do that. There's all kinds of tax credits that can come about through the CARES Act that you can take advantage of right away as well. There is working perhaps with your landlord, and they know the situation that companies are in. But if you're not making money yourself, talk to your landlord. You know, call them up and see if they'll, you know, work with you on your rent payment that you have. I know there's many companies that, you know, one of the first acts that they did is furloughed folks. Now, furlough is slightly different than a layoff. A furlough is with the intent of bringing the employee back. Mm-hmm. And if you go, from my understanding, if you go and you give them some documentation that they're being furloughed and you keep their benefits in place, they can go down there and you won't be dinged as a business for furloughing as a employee as you would laying them off. But that's also another way. I'm not encouraging anybody. You have to take a look at it. And there's mechanisms in place that the government would really rather you keep them working if you can. But it is also another way of increasing your cash reserves, because you need to look at how much is going out and how you can, you know, stop the outflow at least slow it down so that you can lengthen your runway to get through this crisis or this mess. And, you know, there's all kinds of other financing options. And talking to your banker, I've had some other business owners be able to go and do interest-only notes with their bank. Banks can waive fees for all kinds of things, and they'll work with you. But you have to make the call. Don't just get scared of stopping the payments on stuff rather than making the call. People know this is a crisis. It's a crisis of historic proportions. Make the call. See if they'll work with you on that. Most people are reasonable. They'll work with you. I don't know if they'll let you out of expenses or obligations, but they will certainly perhaps defer or allow you to extend those, to extend your runway, to then apply for some of these programs that we can talk about and where you can get some funds. But those funds, again, can take time in order to get.
Well, we want to remind everybody, we're talking with Matt Walsh. He's a business consultant in Albuquerque. Now, for how many years, Matt, have you been doing business consulting?
I have been doing business consulting for 16 years.
16 years.
And I have been in business of some sort since 1987, so that's 33 years.
Yeah. Well, and yeah. Matt, I appreciate you so much being on the program today. Matt has put together with his wife, Pam, a website called the redbuttonreport.com. It is a free website. You can go get all the resources for everything from the stimulus package to understanding, you know, how to get in touch with people, how to fill out applications for available resources, etc. Matt is a great coach, great encourager, Christian man, and if you want to email him to find out more information, you can go to redbuttonenterprises@gmail.com. We're going to have a lot more, another half hour with Matt. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
This is a fresh thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
So Jehoshaphat, fear, that's human. That's normal. If you feel that reaction when three armies come against you, good. In fact, let me just put it this way. If you don't feel that reaction, go get an MRI. Something's wrong with you. When three armies join together to destroy you, your reaction should be fear. But he didn't stop at fear. He feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. I love that verse. Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. One, I grabbed a couple different translations and looked at the different ways it's rendered. One says, alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved. Alarmed on the inside, but he resolved anyway to trust in God. Afraid, another version says, Jehoshaphat set his face to seek after God. Afraid, he set his face to seek God anyway.
For more fresh thoughts, go to levilusco.com.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Has God shown you that there are things in your life that need to be changed and fixed? Generally speaking, we all have these things in our lives in one shape or another. The difference is if we take care of them right away or not. In the automotive repair world, I've seen this over and over. Catastrophic failures due to people not fixing small issues with their vehicle right away. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we take care of all your vehicle's repair and maintenance needs. We are ASE Master Certified and AAA approved. We are located in Rio Rancho on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And we have free towing to our facility for repairs. Just ask for details. And with those things God is showing you that you need to change and fix, please don't put it off and let these small issues in your life become catastrophic failures. Jesus stands beside you ready to fix all that is broken in you if you will just simply ask him to do so. And he's already paid the price for the repair.
Can church still happen when church is closed? It already is. With Calvary Church at Home, all regularly scheduled Calvary Church services are still happening. Our midweek and weekend services are broadcast online at live.calvarynm.church so we can continue to pray, worship, and receive biblical teaching even when we can't gather together as a congregation. So don't miss worship with battle drums. Plus a fresh teaching from Pastor Skip Heitzig on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m., Saturdays at 6:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8, 9:45, or 11 a.m. During Calvary at Home services, you can engage in live chat with Calvary Church pastors, submit prayer requests, and let us know how we can help you with your next step in growing in your relationship with Jesus and people. And if you're healthy and willing, host or join a watch party with five or fewer friends, neighbors, or family members. And join us together for Calvary Church at Home at live.calvarynm.church.
On KNKT,
This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for staying with us on ABQ Connect. Matt Walsh, he is a business consultant here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, has put together a really cool website called redbuttonreport.com. It is a website with free information about how to take advantage of all the stimulus package stuff going on. A lot of information about the coronavirus and its effects upon people and business. And he's on Skype with us today, and it sounds pretty good from a technical standpoint. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Yes, yeah, I'm glad to be here.
I mean, it sounds like you're sitting right next to me, so I appreciate that very much.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I want to thank my friends at Sergio's. They've been in business. Sergio's Bakery and Cafe is up at 2740 Wyoming, Suite 8. They're one of the businesses you've been talking about. They're still open. In fact, if you want to try a two-fisted burrito, $2.99. And don't forget, I'll remind you again, they have the best cannolis in Albuquerque. You can call them at 505-554-2602. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, and I know they would love to get you some good food. They have curbside pickup available. All you have to do is call in. They'll let you know what's on the menu, a lot of different things, every kind of bake thing. Yesterday I was over picking up some nice wheat bread that was absolutely and is absolutely delicious. Haven't finished it, but I'm sure it'll be disappeared by the end of Good Friday today. Matt, I had an interesting guest.
It's making me hungry, Jim.
Yeah, it is.
You did such a great job of describing that. I'm getting hungry.
Well, and I hope we really want people to call these businesses because they need your help. And here's a creative idea I wanted to share with you. Had on the program yesterday, Paul Robello and Lon Perry. Lon Perry is a local Subway sandwich shop owner here in Albuquerque, and he's wanting to retain his employees, doesn't have a lot of people coming in or as many as he's used to. He's located right over there across just east of the Rio 24 theaters. So he's in a great spot and everything else. But instead of just worrying about his own cash flow and stuff, he got together with a friend of his, and we had him on the show yesterday. And what they've been doing, Matt, is they've been making about 250 sandwiches a day, and they are delivering those sandwiches for free out to healthcare workers. And both Paul and Lon are coming out of pocket with a lot of money, but now they've got some people in the community coming alongside them and at least helping pay for some ingredients and,
That's awesome.
And they're keeping people working and they're benefiting the community. You know, they've gone out and provided sandwiches to the Albuquerque Police Department and the state police and each one of the hospitals, including the VA hospitals and anybody that would take these sandwiches and enjoy them. They're doing that. So it's an amazingly gracious thing, but it also takes a lot of work. Lon was sharing that he's out, you know, in the middle of the night. So, this kind of echoes what you're saying. These guys have their own ducks in the row personally. I know they're both great family men, and they've now got their businesses in order. But here's another fascinating thing that came out of the conversation yesterday. Paul owns a company that distributes semiconductors around the world. So he's really familiar with clean room concepts.
Okay.
And the equipment that people in clean rooms have to wear. And so when he got to know Lon, which they just kind of got to know each other real well about 3 or 4 weeks ago, it's not like they've been best buddies forever, but they've come up with some ideas, and a silver lining maybe to the COVID-19 is that they feel like there's some steps that restaurants ought to take that won't be very expensive in terms of how food is handled. How it's stored, how you can do, you know, packaging where you're not, you know, touching the food and all these different things. And it's amazing what they have to offer. And so I let everybody know about them yesterday. If you want to go to the archives, the podcast of that show yesterday, you can go to abqconnect.online and get all the information about Lon Perry and his Subway sandwich shop and how they're distributing food throughout. But Matt, I thought I'd share that with you because it's kind of a creative way to keep people working.
And you actually have brought up a couple of really good points on this. First of all, if they're staying in business and their business obviously is suffering from this whole shutdown mandate that we're doing and caused by the COVID-19 virus, there is a program called Paycheck Protection Program through the SBA. And that was funding. We had mentioned it earlier that there was $349 billion that was set aside by the federal government for this specific program, and there's been $100 billion already applied for in that. So there's plenty of money left, and they're looking at trying to raise more. But he could certainly, if he hasn't already applied, apply for that program and to get up to 8 weeks or so of pay for his staff.
Right, right.
And they should take advantage of it. Now, the way that it works is you have to go through a lending institution that's SBA certified. So it's best if you go to your own bank that you've been working with, and hopefully they are SBA certified. And there's been a big mess with how all of this has worked. But I have gotten some members, actually, who have been funded under this program. Yeah, and the way it's supposed to work, it's a forgivable loan. But the key to it is a loan program. So even though a small business owner goes for it, they sign a promissory note, personal guarantee, on the funds. But if you meet the criteria of 75% of the labor, it's based on, it's complicated just like with any other program. And I may not get this completely right, so you need to check on Red Button Report and go to the new Paycheck Protection Program link to take you where all the details are on it. But they use 2019 average payroll, weekly, monthly payroll, and then they look at what that was, and they'll loan you up to 2.5 times that, and you can use the money in order for it to be forgiven at the end. You can use that money for payroll to keep staff on or rehire anybody you've laid off, and then it needs 75% needs to go towards payroll, and the other 25% can go towards rent and utilities. Mm-hmm. And that's up to 25%. And the way I understand it, it's at 1% is the rate up to 2 years as far as the note goes. Now, when it's forgiven, I don't know exactly. But banks, and it really depends on the institution you go with, because banks and the federal government, because the program's so big and they've come out with it so fast, they keep changing the guidelines with the banks. So the banks are like, hey, you know, we want to make these loans, but we don't want to make the loan. And then you come back later on and say, well, we are not guaranteeing that loan because of whatever you did or didn't do. So now banks are having to go and say, okay, business owner, you sign a promissory note that says that this is, in fact, a loan at 1%. In case the government comes back later and changes some sort of guidelines, well, it's a loan and you'll have to pay it back, or it could be forgiven if they can work out the guidelines. And the intent is that a business owner keeps their staff and they get it, that loan forgiven, pays rent, pays utilities. So in the case of, you know, Sergio's or any other restaurant that, you know, you're talking about here, they have been damaged in this, because even though they're maybe doing curbside, they're being creative, they're reaching out, their business, I can tell you, is not the same as it was. Either the costs are more expensive because they're donating these things and driving around, and they're doing some great stuff for the community. But it costs money to stay in business like that, and that's what the program's for. So, you know, let's hope they do it. Now, that's one thing. The other thing that you kind of brought up, but you didn't say it specifically, but it is, things won't be the same going forward as they were prior to this. Just like 9/11, things, you know, you go through the airports prior to 9/11, you and I know, I mean, it was a breeze to get through. You go right up the gate, all this stuff, and it's all very different now. Well, you know, and I know that things are going to be different, how we handle food preparation at the restaurants, or what kind of equipment we need to, you know, personal protection equipment we need to put the staff and they need to wear, or, you know, maybe we greet people differently. Things are not going to be the same moving forward on this. And it's going to have other benefits, maybe influenza deaths, and, you know, people that just don't get sick as frequently as we used to, not just with COVID-19 or something else that comes along, but anything else that happens. And so there can be some really good stuff that comes out of this longer term for us, but it will be different. It will be. And those companies that take advantage of those trends and that difference will be the companies that do well in this.
Matt, we're going to take another commercial break. Say thanks to our sponsors. We do really appreciate them staying on board here at KNKT and this ministry. And we feel like KNKT really encourages people every day. We hope that you feel the same. And Matt Walsh is going to be back. And my first question when we come back, Matt, is whether the new normal that you just referred to is going to raise or lower the standards we currently have. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages.
The herd does need to drink, and they do trust Gaia. But this is unsettling.
In the new Disney Plus documentary, Elephant, narrated by Meghan Markle, we meet an elephant calf named Jomo. Life is good for Jomo as he hangs out with his herd at Botswana's Okavango Delta. But the water supply is drying up, so the herd's leader must lead them to greener pastures. Threats along the way include lions, hyenas, and alligators, and a dangerous river crossing. Not every elephant survives the journey, but the film's sad moments are more than counterbalanced by its wonder and beauty. So we're giving Disney Nature's Elephant a 4.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. You can read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. Plugging you into the movies, I'm Jonathan McKee for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we're all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
I like what Aristotle said. He said, to avoid criticism, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. This is not acceptable for us. We are leaders and we do things. We're aggressive. We make changes. And when we do so, we know that criticism is a part of the job title. In leadership, I need to tell you this. The more you succeed or the higher you rise, the more visible you become, the more critics you'll have. You may say, well, I really want to have great influence. I want to be really successful. I hope that you do have influence and I hope that you do become successful, but you need to understand with that always comes more critics. And there will be more of them than you can imagine, and the criticism will be annoying and it may be even sillier than you can imagine, but it's going to be there.
That was Craig Groeschel on a KNKT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Business consultant Matt Walsh on Skype with us today on ABQ Connect. Thank you for staying with us this afternoon. We're going to have one more segment with Matt. Matt, remind us again about the Red Button Report, how people can access it, why it's good to access it, and why you built it in the first place.
So redbuttonreport.com. The reason why I put it together, well, my wife put it together. It was my idea, I guess, but she made it possible. It is a resource, free resource for any business owners that you might have a question about where you go for aid, grants, notices from, you know, the government on both the state, the national, the city level, workforce solutions. A one all-encompassing resource with all of the links that you really ought to need, especially in this crisis, that would be at your fingertips so that you don't have to keep track of it yourself. You got enough other things to keep track of. We've done that for you. We've done where all the programs are in one place and you can access them right from one page.
I think that's an amazing offer to our listeners, and I appreciate you putting that together. It's great that you could spend today with us. You going to have any touch with all your family? You know, you've got family up in Seattle. You've got grandchildren up in Seattle. You've got your daughter out in Phoenix.
Yep. And so our daughter up in Seattle, our family up there, so she has made like 267 face masks. She sews. She loves to sew. So she sewed these things and they're beautiful. They're wonderful. And then she put up on Facebook that, hey, I love doing this, but stop shouting me out. I don't want any more accolades because I'm getting so inundated. I can't keep up this stuff. So can't keep up, but she's just got a great giving heart and has done that. And very supportive husband. And she's the one with two of my only two grandkids.
Yeah.
And then our daughter in Phoenix is on quarantine. She's a DPT, doctor of physical therapy. And so, her clinic had a number of patients that were confirmed COVID-19,
positive.
Yes, positive. And so they quarantined the whole staff at that location. And so she's on quarantine right now for that. And hopefully, you know, fortunately, she hasn't gotten it, so that's good. But
yeah, what a challenge! I mean, it's really changed everything. And right before the break, Matt, I mentioned this. You know, I'm always looking for silver lining. I'm always looking for the things that God is teaching us.
Right.
You know, earlier you said, "Hey, it took me 20 years to learn my lesson." Well, that's pretty good compared to Moses. It took him 40. And you know, me, I don't I don't know if I've learned yet. I think I'm on, you know, probably year 38, or something like that. So I better start learning faster than I have been in the past. But what I wanted to ask you is that, is the new normal going to raise the standards for us? In other words, will we always prepare food in a more safe manner, or will this lower the standards?
Well, in thinking about that, I think the standards are just going to change. They're going to be different. For instance, we have the social distancing. Well, now there's recommendations and there's people saying, no more hugs, no more handshaking. Well, is that raising or lowering the standard? It's different.
Yeah.
In one way, you could say it raises the standard because then infectious diseases don't get as much opportunity to spread. But in another way, we're social people. Greeting someone and hug, you know, giving them a hug or a handshake, depending on someone's preference, it's been a greeting for us as people. And so I don't know. They're just going to be different. In food handling, of course, there has already been an international movement because I've coached some food manufacturing companies, and in that they've already increased standards in how food is handled throughout the supply chain. Mm-hmm. So I would say that that's probably going to become even more stringent, maybe especially when it comes to personal protective equipment. Mm-hmm. And for, you know, you're hearing about Amazon warehouse folks coming down with COVID-19 or probably affect that as well. Is that a raising or a lowering? It's different. Just a different.
Sure.
You know, so I'm not sure, but I know that it will be different deliveries. There are probably going to be more people who are opting to get deliveries, not only from, food, the Sergio's, but let's say, a grocery chain as well and get deliveries. We already get lots of things delivered by, say, you know, online e-commerce places, but groceries too in all of this. So that will probably happen even more in the future, I would think. You know, people working at home more rather than now what the bizarre effect on a lot of this stuff can be. So we've had this green movement going and we want to eliminate emissions. Well, if people stay home and work from home more, those who can, because, you know, you drive around the roads now and they're, you know, Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon where it used to be backed up. It's like Sunday morning at 8.
Mm-hmm.
If we continue those habits, standards, if you will, where people, you know, work from home more, then we're reducing emission standards just by a cause and effect of that.
Oh, if you look at some of these maps that they're putting out now of the world over China, over the United States for O2 emissions, we're now at like 20% of what it normally is. So you are absolutely right. That's really happening.
Yeah. So there's good and there's bad and everything. And so, closing down places of worship, well, not closing them, but changing them. Okay, so they're online, and Skip is doing his messages online. He's still reaching out. The message is getting out. But it's and Skip has said this, you know, Christians love to get together. We love to get together. Mm-hmm. And yet we've closed that. In this country, the freedom of religion, and we've closed it. You know, what does that mean? You know, it's not just religion. I mean, we've closed all events across the board. But mm-hmm. And when we decide to come back, do people come back as much as they did before? I don't know. Right. Or do they watch more from the leisure of their home on television or listen to it on the radio? I don't know. You know, and it's going to be different,
right?
I think, than it was for good or for bad.
Matt, I get the feeling from a lot of people that they were not prepared financially for this event, and I think that's the majority. I'm sure there are some. I know a lot of retired people haven't had a lot of changes, but they are having to make health changes, protect themselves from the transmission of the virus, you know, do different things, especially people that are health compromised in some way. They need to be really careful. But from a financial perspective, I would say the majority of America was not ready. What kind of preparations would you recommend for the future? And that's not just financial, but, you know, do we need to store water? Do we need to do some of the things that the preppers say we should be doing?
Well, so there's a in-between, and, a prepper kind of can get a bad rap that they just, there's a warehouse full of stuff and, and everything. But I think it's a good idea on a personal level is that you have a pantry and you keep it stocked with foods that you use. So foods that last longer are dry goods and canned goods. I think those are good things to do. I think it's biblical things to do, frankly. Mm-hmm. I think it's good to always have some cash on hand in case the ATMs stopped working. I know that would be hard to fathom, but it could happen. You don't know. So on a personal level, you could have physical things. What I talk to business owners about all the time is if possession is 9/10 of the law, you want to have something physically tangible. It's one thing to have cash, but it's another to have cash on deposit. They're not the same thing. Mm-hmm. People equate them to the same, and they're not actually the same thing. In the Great Depression era, is people didn't trust banks, and so they would pay not even in paychecks, they would pay in cash, mm-hmm. Because it trust broke down. So with business owners, and I've always helped them prepare on this, I said, okay, if you had no business, no sales, no sales. And I did not know, but this is biblical. I did not know that this COVID-19 would come up, but this is a good practice. And I got this from what Bill Gates would do with Microsoft. Mm-hmm. And that is this. If you had no sales, how long could you keep things exactly the same and make payroll and pay bills? What does that cash need look like? Now, chances of not having any sales is so remote. Apparently not, mm-hmm. because of what happened now, but it's so remote that probably wouldn't happen. But how long would you be able to last? 30 days, 60, 120? And how comfortable do you feel being in that position? So I know the companies I've worked with is we've worked on that, the cash reserve, capital requirements. Mm-hmm. Bill Gates talked about with Microsoft is we could go a year, because he always got criticized a lot on why you keep so much cash. Well, he says we could go a year. And I could pay everybody on payroll and keep everything going without $1 of sale. That was what, for his business, in the software business, what he felt was, security. And I think that's a good lesson for any of us in any kind of business or even personally, is how long can you go? I know it's hard, but I think that will change. I think people will look at the world where things that we took so securely, when they really weren't, mm-hmm. in the world, not so securely anymore, and know that anything's possible and anything can happen, and we should keep a stock of toilet paper.
Yeah.
I mean, while you can get it.
I still can't understand why all the toilet paper disappeared from the shelves, but I was just at the store yesterday. I was at Walmart, and it was fully stocked. I mean, you could –
oh, good.
Totally good selection. I'm going to be heading to Costco a little bit later here after the program, and I'm sure that they're probably caught up as well. Have to thank a lot of people, Matt, though, in the midst of this. I mean, there are transportation companies, truck drivers that are just going like crazy, and they don't get recognized. They are just on the road all the time fighting to keep everything stocked, and they're doing a great job. Of course, our healthcare workers, amazing. Our first responders doing amazing stuff. So we're really
people delivering the mail, the UPS drivers.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean,
they're going door to door, and
I hope that people will take the time through the door or wave at somebody as they're driving by your house. Of course, maintain all the distancing, but make sure people know that you appreciate them. That'll do a lot to encourage them and keep them motivated. And we want to pray for all of our healthcare workers. Hope you'll continue to hold everybody up in prayer. Again, happy Easter. Matt Walsh, you've been great. Sorry the time flies by. I appreciate you, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Jim. Appreciate you, too.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.